Welcome to Moments of Inspiration, an international Christian ministry sponsored by many Christians and churches of Christ interested in sharing the gospel of Jesus Christ. Every message and program is designed to honor Jesus Christ, who is Lord of Lords and King of Kings. We invite you to listen for the next 15 minutes as we present a time of worship with inspirational songs and a biblical message brought by MOI's featured speaker, Max Pratt. Please join us now for a few moments of inspiration.
There is now no condemnation for those who are in Christ Jesus, because through Christ Jesus, the law of the Spirit of life set me free from the law of sin and death. That's from Romans 8, verse 1. The Apostle Paul wrote those words in the first century A.D. He was declaring to those who read his letter of faith in Jesus and the justification through faith in Jesus that no spiritual judgment could come upon anyone who was in a relationship to God through him. It is now 2018, and Christian faith still proclaims today that there is no condemning judgment that will come to a person who is living under the Lordship of Jesus Christ. Faithful Christians travel through this life, enabled to sing with great confidence the words of the old hymn, "It is well with my soul." The gospel of Jesus Christ brings good news to the heart and soul of mankind. We pray that you will have the joy of the Lord in your heart today that comes because you have been set free from the law of sin and death.
How do you explain? How do you describe a love that goes from east to west and runs as deep as it is wide? You know all our hopes, Lord, you know all our fears, and words cannot express the love we feel, but we long for you to hear. So listen to our hope,
oh Lord, please listen.
Hear our spirit sing
and hear our sing
a song of praise,
a simple song of praise
from those you have redeemed. We will use the words we know to tell you what an awesome God you are. But words are not enough to tell you of our love, so listen to our hearts.
If words could fall like rain from these lips of mine, and if I had 1,000 years, Lord, I would still run out of time. But if you listen to my heart, every beat will say, thank you for the life, thank you for the truth, thank you for the way. So listen to our heart,
oh Lord, please listen.
Hear our spirit sing
and hear us sing
a song of praise that flows
song of praise
from those you have redeemed. We will use the words we know to tell you what an awesome God you are. But words are not enough tell you of our love, so listen to our hearts.
So listen to our hearts,
oh Lord, please listen.
Hear our spirit sing
and hear us sing
a song of praise,
a simple song of praise
from those you have redeemed. We will use the words we know to tell you what awesome God you are. But words are not enough to tell you of our love, so listen to our hearts.
But words are not enough to tell you of our love, so listen to our hearts.
The Apostle Paul made this statement a fact. The wages of sin is death, but the gift of God is eternal life in Christ Jesus our Lord. To understand this biblical truth, we must know that Paul refers not only to the physical law of death, but also to spiritual death. Physical death comes and will come to mankind because of the law of sin. From the fall of mankind in the Garden of Eden, the human race is broken and under the condemnation of death. But when God said to Adam and Eve that if they ate of the forbidden fruit, that they would die, God did not just speak about the physical death that would come to their bodies. He foretold of the separation that would come between them and himself. Spiritual death is a separation between God and man due to man's sin. The same apostle, in the same letter of Romans, says that we are all sinners. We all come short of God's glory. We all sin. So we cannot be justified before God because we live good enough or do enough good deeds. Our sins have the consequence of being condemned under God's judgment. What this apostle is declaring to the Christians then and to us now is that if we are in Christ, that condemnation is gone. It has been taken away. Some practice the thought that if one will just come to believe that Jesus is God's Son, that nothing else is needed to have all condemnation removed. But James declares that just believing is not complete in itself. Demons believe in Jesus, and they tremble in the fear to face him. The reason is because they're still under condemnation. They're still demons. For faith to bring justification is to have faith that changes us from living a sinful life to living a life of faith that glorifies God. There is no condemnation for those who are in Christ Jesus. Being in Christ is to be transformed in our minds from this world. We become a new person. We are created anew when we, by faith, bring our ungodly life to God, and with a heart of repentance, we submit our lives to God through the waters of baptism. We begin our walk of faith with Him. Our sins are washed away by the blood of Jesus when we humbly confess our need and confess that only Jesus can save us. We arise from the waters of baptism to begin a new life, and all of this is explained in Romans chapter 6. The apostle spoke of living with a clear conscience before God. Our will has been changed. The Christian has made the choice to set God's will above his own. That choice is based upon a faith in the promises that God will forgive us, that God will walk with us and help us to live a life that conforms to the teachings of Jesus. We should be sure that the blood of Jesus is adequate to redeem us. The Apostle John said that if we walk in the light, and that the blood of Jesus will cleanse us of our sins. There is no condemnation. Judgment is not something to be feared. In Christ, we pass out of judgment into life. While this great truth gives us confidence, it is also true that remaining in and under the will of God is essential to having this freedom from sin. In Acts chapter 5, the account of Ananias and his wife Sapphira is recorded. This Christian couple sinned before God. They sold a piece of property and brought a portion of their sale to the apostles as a gift to God. But they lied about the amount. They claimed that what they gave was the entire amount that the property had brought. They did so to receive the praise of men. But God revealed to the apostle Peter that they were not telling the truth. God struck them both dead in his presence. Although they were people of faith, they were still living for things of this world, and judgment fell immediately upon them. They knew Jesus. They believed in Jesus. They belonged to the Lord's church. They had been immersed in the waters of baptism. Of their own free will, they chose to secretly break the command of the Lord and lie. As Peter explained to Ananias, he had every right to use his property and the money from the sale of the property in whatever way he chose. But to be deceitful and misrepresent his actions, to make his gift bring more praise from others was not acceptable to God. So it is with us today. We must be living in Christ to have the promise of living under no condemnation in Christ. To live in Christ is to set our heart and mind upon His glory. We humbly submit to His will. We choose to live honest lives in reverence to God. This Christian couple lived by a double standard. Their sin brought a judgment from God upon them. Our hope in being justified by faith in Jesus Christ is to be found when we live above sin as much so as possible. We pray that you can sing in full assurance of faith today that it is indeed well with your soul.
Thank you for tuning into Moments of Inspiration. This ministry exists to honor Jesus and to encourage you in your walk of faith with Him. For more information, you can visit our website, momentsofinspiration.org. We offer free of charge a modern English version of the Bible. We also offer the New Life Behavioral Studies as a correspondence course. These studies help us understand the value of knowing Jesus and living the Christian life. If you're interested in these or other studies, you can write us at Moments of Inspiration, P.O. Box 653, Ballinger, Texas, 76821. Again, our address is Moments of Inspiration, P.O. Box 653, Ballinger, Texas, 76821. You may also contact us by email, moiradio@sbcglobal.net. Once again, our website is momentsofinspiration.org, where you will find more information about our ministry. Please join us next week for Moments of Inspiration. Moments is produced at KRUN 1400 AM in Ballinger, Texas.
In the light of His glory.